Anybody up at 4 o'clock? 5 o'clock? 5 o'clock? You're up at 5 o'clock. You win the prize. What about the others? 6 o'clock? 7:30? Is that good? What time were you up? 6 o'clock. Wow. Fantastic. And I wonder whether there are some people here who got presents. Do the younger ones want to come up here and show everybody what they got? Grace, are you going to be bold enough and start? And then perhaps the others will join us. Parents can come up as well if they need to. Let me just get the microphone here and then you can tell us what you've got. Let's look at this thing first. What's this? Oh, gosh, let's look. What is it?
It's a Hatcher baby.
Hatcher baby?
Yes.
Oh, there's lots of little bits. Oh, I see. So this is the egg. Is that right? Yeah. And then there's lots of other little bits in here. What's in the egg here? What other bits are in there?
There's a bottle.
A bottle? What else?
A hatcher body.
A hatcher body, whatever that is.
And a rattle.
And a?
Rattle.
And a rattle.
And a hair comb.
And a hair comb. Ah, fantastic. What have you got? Do you want to turn around so everybody can see? What have you got in your hand there?
I got lightning and a cane and a car.
You've got some cars. What's this one? It's got a balloon on it. Do you have to blow that up? Can you blow it up? Oh, wow. Does that propel it along? Okay. You haven't got enough puff. Go and hand it to Mummy and she can blow it up and then we can see it go along. Ellie Mae, what have you got?
Everest.
Who is it?
Everest.
Everest. So it's a little, like a little wolf?
No.
Paw Patrol, you see, I'm so out of touch, aren't I? Uncle's out of touch. Hey, and this is like a snowmobile thing. Fantastic. Ah, you've got it blown up. Oops. Oh, that's not very clever, is it? Dropping your toys around. There you go. Now, do we put this one down on the floor? And it? Yeah. Are you going to put it down for us? Fantastic. And what's the other one you've got?
Got lightning and cane.
Yeah? That one you just push along, yep. Brilliant. Joseph, what have you got? A man who likes trucks. Now, I'm told whenever you go along the road and you see a truck, you have to stop, or a digger or something. Is that right? Come over here and show everybody your truck. It looks like it's very heavy the way you're carrying it. Tell me, what does it do? It makes some noise. It's the sort of thing that after a while will annoy your parents no end if you keep pulling that. So if you want to get your own back, you keep pulling it, right? And what's this? Is that to block off the road? Is it just in case they're doing some work on the road or something? Yeah? Brilliant. Thank you. Well, let's see if anybody else has got some toys here they want to show us. What have we got here? What's this?
It's a Mike Wazowski from Monsters, Inc.
Mike Wazowski. There you go. I'm learning. Brilliant. Have you got something as well? Can we have a look at that? What have you got?
It's a doll.
And she's having a bad hair day. Do you think I could do that? I can do a shocked look. You ready? And this is her little outfit, is it? Lovely. So have you got a comb for her hair? You haven't got a comb for it? She looks like she needs it. Fantastic. Anybody else? OK. Hayden, what have you got? Are you going to come out here? Come on, come out here. Be brave enough. What is this?
I've got rugby armour for playing rugby at school.
Rugby armour?
Yeah.
Is that in here?
Yes.
Can we have a look? What do we do with all of this?
It's to protect your body while you're playing rugby.
It's to protect your body while you're playing rugby. I used to play rugby. We never had any protection. Can we have a look? Ah, look at that. But then, of course, I wasn't that little when I played rugby. I was a bit older. So you've got padded shoulders there.
Yeah.
And a bit of padding down on the waist as well.
Yeah.
Fantastic. Now we've taken it all out. You're going to have to put it all back. I'll come and check you put it back properly later on. Thank you. Anybody else? There's more. Come on then. Let's have a look at these. What have you got here? Turn around so everybody can see. You might have to hold them up.
Got a helicopter.
Got a helicopter?
Yeah. And another helicopter.
And another helicopter. You're going to have fun flying, aren't you?
Yeah.
Nice pink helicopter. Yeah, that's fantastic. And do they fly? Yeah. What do we do? Oh, it makes a noise. Wait a minute. And what have you got? You know, hold it up so everybody can see. Can you hold it up high? If you turn yourself round and then hold it up like that, can you hold it up above your head? What's that?
Peter Rabbit.
Peter Rabbit. And is it the book? Or the film? Oh, no. Well, it's the book. But what have you got? Look at this. Even I'm excited. What have we got here? What are these? Who's this? I don't know all the characters, but it's a pig. Sorry? Pick? Pickling Bland. Okay. I'm going to check my sister knows what all these are now. Benjamin Bunny. There's a cockerel. Jemima Puddle Duck, I remember that. Didn't you have all the books? Still do. They must be worth something now. Mr. Todd. And the badger.
Tommy Brock.
Tommy Brock. Wow. And then, of course,
Cottontail.
Who's this? Hedgehog.
Tiggy Winkle.
Tiggy Winkle. And then Peter Rabbit. Yeah?
Peter.
I remember we had a record, didn't we? I can't remember who read the story on the record, but I remember it started off, Peter Rabbit went into Mr. McGregor's garden. Brilliant. Thank you. Anybody else? Have I missed anybody? Anybody at the back there? You've got a great jumper on with flashing lights. That's impressive. Somebody else used to have lights on their jumper, but no longer. They don't work any longer.
The lights have gone out.
If you didn't hear that, he says, a bit like me, the lights have gone out. Brilliant. Well, oh, you've got a present. What's this? Tell us what this is.
Well, this present came from Santa, and it's a Grow Your Own Jesus.
He is always there with you. It's a tiny little Jesus. Oh, I need my glasses.
Yep.
My lights are going out as well. Place your grow item in room temperature water.
Could be dangerous.
It will begin to grow within 2 hours and should be left to grow for at least 3 days to reach the greatest level of growth. Does it grow up to the fully man, does it?
I don't think so.
Can we do this?
Yeah, you can do it. It says it grows up to 600% bigger. I don't know quite how big it's going to be.
There you go. I baptize you in the name of... There we go.
Thank you, sir.
Fantastic. Who gave you that?
Secret Santa.
Secret Santa. Wow. Please take a seat. Now, I was thinking about gifts that I've been given over the years. And I had a rummage around my house. So here's a gift that somebody gave me a number of years ago. And I'm always very thankful for it, particularly this time of year, because I go out walking a lot. It's annoying because it's affecting my microphone, so I'll take it off. But it's my woolly hat. And whenever I go out in the cold, always take this with me. In fact, sometimes I get too hot because it's really nice and cozy. So I have to pop it in my rucksack. What else have I got in here? Now, many, many years ago, my mother and father bought me, I think there were two books at the time, and then I bought the rest of the series. And I've still got the whole series. It's Wildflowers of Britain. And because I like to go out and about, I always like to know what the flowers are called. And so this book has photographs in. You know, unlike some books, they have drawings in. And you can't really tell, is it that or is it that? Well, this is very good because it's photographed all the plants. And now I've got books on birds and trees and fungi, you name it. I had a friend who had a book on fungi, and she and her husband had been out. And she'd found some fungi, and they took it home, and she opened it up in a book, and it said you could eat it. It wasn't the greatest flavor, but you could eat it. So she cooked it. And they enjoyed eating it with the rest of their meal. And then during the evening when she was flicking through a book when she was just getting into bed, it said, something else said, be careful, this can be mistaken for. And this one will give you acute tummy pains and you'll be admitted to hospital within a couple of hours or something. And she didn't dare tell her husband. And in the middle of the night, he got up to go to the loo, but she thought something was wrong. She went, darling, are you all right? And he went, yes, why? Oh, nothing. So a book that I keep using that I've had for many, many years. Now, my brother Jason, who lives in Sweden, bought me this one Christmas. Does anybody know what it is? Do you know what it is? Do you know what it is? Grace, do you know what it is? It's a can of some sort. It is. Yeah. A water bottle. You can put water in it. Yeah, what does it do? It's something special about this. That it. Yeah. Hot drinks or cold drinks. So if you want to keep something really cold, you can put it in here. If you want to keep something really hot, you can put it in here. I'm not good at physics, so I can't explain it, but I'm sure there's somebody here who can. But I like to go walking, and I like my tea. Now, this cup's far too small for me. And somebody in this church bought me this one Christmas. This is what I drink my tea out of. It says Hope on there, which is a good title for Christmas. So every morning, I have 2 pints of tea. And I knew that Christmas Day, we never serve tea and coffee afterwards, do we? So I thought I'd bring mine. Excuse me a minute. That's good. Piping hot. Do you want some? A cup, a mug, and a thermos flask that give me so much. Now, when I was very, very young, We had a lady in our church in Enfield in North London who was an artist, and we used to go round to her house sometimes for Sunday lunch, and we used to get the paints out, and one day she said that she felt that I had a bit of a gift, and so when I started school, I used to go to her house once a week after school on a Friday, I think it was, and I would have my meal there, but I would always paint with her, and I've still got paintings somewhere in my house that I painted when I was 4 or 5 years old. So my parents one Christmas bought me this box. This is a very special box to me because it's where I keep all my paints. And so I can stand with my easel and I put my paints on here, got my paintbrushes, and I can paint pictures. This is one I painted quite some time ago. There you go. So somebody recognized that I had a gift, and I was given this beautiful gift by my parents, and it's enabled me over the years to be able to paint pictures. Now, I think I've got two things. Well, somebody gave me a gift this morning, which I haven't opened yet, so perhaps I can open this. I have no idea what it is. Excuse me a minute. It's hard work. Are you the sort that take hours over opening presents, or do you just rip the paper off? The Jesus Kids, their voices have never been heard until now. The ministry of Jesus seen vividly through the eyes of the children he met, healed, and befriended. The children who were always there amongst the crowds who followed him. That's lovely. Thank you to those people who bought me that. And one final gift I was given. I wasn't given it for Christmas. Anybody know what's in here? Do you have any idea what's in here? Anybody else have any idea what's in here? Yeah? Something to go in the bathroom? Anybody else? Sorry? Shaving kit, that would go in the bathroom, wouldn't it? Yeah.
It looks like a jewelry box.
A jewelry box? You think I've got lots of jewelry? Yeah. Is it a Bible? Well, let's have a look, shall we? Can you see what's in there? Do you know what this is, Caden?
Is it for like what you did yesterday?
What we did yesterday? We did yesterday, last night, you mean? Yeah? What was it? What happened here last night? Communion. This is a communion set that was bought for me when I became a minister from my church when I was in Bristol. And this is what I take with me when I go and visit people who quite often can't get out and rarely come here, that I can take communion to them. And this is something that goes on giving, because it was a gift given to me, but every time I go and visit somebody else, it's a gift that gives them something, because they remember once again why Jesus came and what he did for us and how he died for us. So, all gifts that go on giving. Now, there was an advert on TV this year, and I think the strap line was something like, sometimes a gift is more than a gift. Was that John Lennon, that's not right. Sorry, Elton John. Elton John at the piano, because he was bought a piano when he was very little. Yeah. And all of these gifts that I've been given over the years have been gifts that have gone on giving. And we remember at Christmas that God humbled himself so much that he came in the form of a baby, that we might be able to look God in the face, to know what he's like. And he goes on giving throughout one's life and beyond. He changes everything. He transforms everything. He makes people's lives different. So remember, when you open all your presents today and all your gifts, remember that God came as a baby, grew up as a man, and died for us and came to save us, that we might have a restored relationship with God.
Child that moved within on the road that would not end, winding down to Bethlehem, so far away from home. Just a blanket on the floor of a vacant cattle stall, but there the child was born. She held him in her arms as she laid him down to sleep. She wondered, will it always be so bitter and so sweet? And it is ever ancient seals tumbled down the centuries. A virgin shall conceive, God was